们先请，我们先请翻到圣经，以赛亚书五十三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书第五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
第一、第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
第二节的上半节，他在耶和华面前伸展如嫩芽，像根出于干地。
The first part of verse 2, for he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground.
我们再请翻到创世纪三十二章。
Genesis
32, 二十三、二十四节。
Verses 23 and 24.
先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
He took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and the men wrestled with him until daybreak.
三十节。
Verse 30.
雅各便给那地方起名叫皮努伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命能得保全。
So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved.
我们再请翻到诗篇三十九篇。
Psalm 39,
第九节。
Verse 9.
因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
I have become mute. I do not open my mouth because it is you who have done it.
好，我们的圣经就读到这里。
We'll read thus far.
感谢主，让我们再一次在他面前能够聚集。
Thank the Lord that we can gather before Him.
刚 Angel 说我们还有机会能够操练在这里，就是在主的面前一起来认识。有话语上的服事的时候
When our brother Andrew told us that we can once again have this exercise before the Lord,
然后我就在想
and I was thinking,
我该交通什么呢？
What should I fellowship?
但我心中有一个负担
I have this burden in my heart,
就是我心中常常在想
I've been thinking about this in my heart,
我们信了主
when after we believe in the Lord,
我们是神的儿女
we are the children of God,
我们应该有一颗心
We also have a heart
就是要讨神的喜悦
to please God's heart.
那我们如何才能够讨神的喜悦呢？
But how do we please His heart?
我就在想，我们应该在怎样的光景中父神才会喜悦呢？
In what condition should we be in that the Lord will be, that the Father will be pleased?
然后这以赛亚书这五十三章第一、第二节就进了我的心中。
And Isaiah 53, 1 and 2 came into my heart.
特别是那一句。
Especially this verse.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
For he grew up before him like a tender shoot.
所以我就想跟大家交通，我们在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
I would like to fellowship with you how that we grew before him like a tender shoot.
我多思想了一点。
I was pondering on this message.
这是第一个，他说在耶和华面前。
Before the Lord.
我们信了主
After we believe in him
被主拯救了
We were saved
我们应该是活在神的面前
We ought to live before him
这其实是神起初造我们的本意
That's his purpose, origin purpose before when he made us
我们原先受造跟万物都有一个身体也有一个灵魂一个魂
We were made, we have a body and a soul
但是人被造的时候神有一个奇妙的工作
But when man was created, God had amazing work.
就是他把他的气吹在我们的鼻孔里。
He breathed into our nostrils.
于是我们就成了一个有灵的活魂。
So we become a living soul.
那个魂就是我们自己。
The soul is ourself.
那个灵是让我们能够跟神有交通的。
And the spirit let us commune with the Lord.
神的意思要我们活在他的面前。
The Lord's meaning, purpose is for us to live before him.
常与他有交通
that we will fellowship with him
在他的面前我们没有任何的拦阻
that we have no hindrance before him
我们能够听懂他的意思
that we can understand his what he wants
我们能够行他的旨意
that we can do his will
但我们都知道
But we know
当亚当犯了罪之后
when Adam sinned
罪就进了人
sin entered into man
我们也是那个罪人
and we become sinners
在神的话语的光照的底下
under the enlightenment of the Lord's word
我们才知道
and we know
在我们这个人里面
in us
充满了各样的不义
that in us there are all kinds of unrighteousness
满了污秽
it's filthy
在看我们自己的经历的话
when we look at our experiences
我们常常是在罪的捆绑的里面
and we are being bound by sin
我们人生没有方向
we have no direction in our life
我们就像亚当犯的罪一样
we are like Adam who have sinned
圣经上记载
the Bible recorded
自从他犯了罪
after he has sinned
他说那人和他妻子听见神的话就藏在园里的树木躲避耶和华的面
So when he and his wife heard God calling them, then they hid behind a tree, behind, away from the face of God. So we have sinned. So we cannot come before the Lord. Because before the Holy God, we will be condemned and we will be killed. We are full of fear in our heart. We have left the origin of life. We do not know how to live.
但是,
but,
因着神极大的怜悯,
but because of his mercies,
因着他极大的爱,
his great mercy and love,
虽然我们是这样的罪人,
even though we are sinners,
他还差遣他的爱子,
such sinners, and yet he sent his son
把我们拯救了回来,
to save us.
如今
now
我们能够活在神的面前
we can live before him
全都是他恩典的结果
it's because of his grace
我又在思想
and I thought
我们所占的这个地位能够活在神的面前是何等的宝贵
this position that we can stand before and how precious this is
因为这个能够活在神的面前是永远的
because this living before the Lord is eternal Because the Bible says,
因他一次的献上,
because of his one sacrifice,
就成了永远的救赎,
and it becomes a salvation forever.
他的保险能够洗净一切的罪,
his blood can cleanse of all sins.
不管在怎样的环境里面,
in whatever circumstance,
我们都有一条路能够回到神的面前,
there is always a way for us to return to God.
所以保罗在罗马书里说,
So Paul in Romans said,
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗?
Will tribulation?
困苦吗?
Distress?
饥饿吗?
Famine?
自身肉体吗?
Nakedness?
危险吗?
Peril?
刀剑吗?
Sword?
这些都不能。
All these cannot separate us from the love of Christ.
然后保罗又想更多的说,
And he said,
因为我深信无论是死是生,
For I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created things will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can be before him the work of his hand because of his love and power this is so precious so I went on to think he led us before him to return to him and give us new life he didn't make us stop there. He set a law. This life has to grow. He wants us to grow up before him like a tender shoot.
But
I keep pondering on this. After we come to know the Lord for to believe in him for a while, we gather together, we read the word together, and we pray in our daily living, and we read the Bible,
也学着服侍,
and we learn to serve.
但是我们发现,
but we realize
我们里面常常有个饥渴,
we have this hunger.
就是我们的生命好像没有改变,
our life has no change.
我在思想这个问题在哪里呢?
When I was thinking, where's the problem?
有一个,
one,
就是在我们的生命当中, 我们有没有碰到主?
In our lives, have we met the Lord?
因为神 在属灵的生命下摆下一个律,
in a spiritual life, there is a law.
就是这一个生命的成长, 它需要碰到生命的源头。
For the life to grow, you have to meet the origin of the life.
这一个生命的成长, 若不碰到主的生命的主, 它是不会生长。
This life, it will not grow if it has not met the life.
这生命的源头是谁呢?
Who is the origin? Who's the fount?
主耶稣在约翰福音里说,
in John, the Lord said,
复活在我, 生命也在我,
that I am the resurrection and the life.
所以我们知道,
and so we know
主是我们的生命,
that the Lord is our life.
但主在约翰福音又对着法利赛人和文士又说了一些话,
and in the Gospel of John, once again the Lord spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes.
他说, 你们查考圣经, 因为你们以为内中有永生,
you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经,
it is these that testified about me.
然而你们却不肯到我这里来得生命,
and you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
所以在这里给我们看见,
so we see here,
不是我们常常在外面做了一些事情,
not the outward things that we do,
好像跟主有related, 跟主有关的一些事情,
as if we have done things that are related to the Lord,
我们的生命一定会成长,
that our life would grow.
是主这里说,
but the Lord says here,
我们要到他面前来得生命,
we have to go to him, before him, to have life.
人又是在里面碰见了主,
if the one has met the Lord inwardly,
生命才会增长,
then the life will grow.
我们每一次碰见主,
every time we meet him,
他就长一点,
then he will grow a little bit.
但我们一定要有一个开始,
but we have to have a beginning.
就是在我们的生命当中, 我们有没有碰见主?
That in our lives, have we met him?
在雅各的身上是这样的,
in the life of Jacob, it was like this.
雅各是以撒的儿子,
Jacob was the son of Isaac.
以撒是活在神面前的人,
Isaac lived before the Lord.
但是好像他一直都称神为以撒他父亲的神,
and Jacob always said that it's the son of the God of Isaac.
就算他在逃难的时候他梦见了神,
even when he was running away from his brother, he was in, when he dreamed about God, he had fear in his heart. But in his life, he had not met God.
然后他到了他拉班,他舅舅的家中,
when he was at his uncle's house and Laban's house,
彼此以诡诈相待,
and they treat other with craftiness,
虽然神也赐福给他,
even though the Lord has blessed him,
给他妻子,
gave him wife,
儿女,
and children,
也有财产,
and all the inheritance.
但就算他在逃难和拉班理由的时候,
when he was running away and he was reasoning with Laban,
他总是说,
he always said he sworn by the God of his father,
直到,
until
他在亚伯渡口,
and when he was at the Jabbok,
他遇到了急难,
he was in deep peril,
他的生命在危险当中,
and his life was in danger.
他不知道他前面的结果是怎样的,
he doesn't know the end before him.
他一个人被带到了主的面前,
so he was brought one person before the Lord.
那整夜都在跟神摔跤,
he was wrestling with God the entire night.
终于在那一天,
it was that day
他遇见了神,
he met the Lord.
所以他称那个地方为皮努伊勒,
so he named the place Peniel,
就是我面对面见了神,
and I have seen God face to face.
我就在想在我们的生命当中, 那个皮努伊勒在哪里?
I was thinking, where is this Peniel in our life?
我们一定要寻找到,
we have to seek to find it.
雅各是怎样碰见了神呢?
How did Jacob come to meet the Lord?
是在他人生的危机当中,
it was in the crisis of his life.
在他的困境当中,
it was in such difficulties.
是当他一个人的时候。
When he was by himself.
是他不让主走，一直跟他摔跤的时候。
When he wouldn't let the Lord go, he was wrestling with him.
当他真的面对见神的时候。
When he was face to face with God.
他认识了这一位。
He knew this one.
是一位与他有关系。
The one has.It's related to him.
不仅仅是跟他父亲有关系。
Not just with his father.
这一位是跟他不同的。
This one is different from him.
他的性情跟他不同。
His nature is different.
他的能力与他不同。
His power is different.
他在他的身上有要求。
And in his life, he wants something out of him.
他要被对付。
He has to be dealt with.
但愿我们都能够碰到主。
That we may meet our Lord.
我叫我们在他面前真的能够开始那个成长。
That we can indeed before him begin to grow.
如果我们曾经遇见了主。
If we have met the Lord once.
我们要不断的碰见。
We have to keep meeting him.
好叫这生命不断的成长。
That this life will continue to grow.
我再想交通一点。
And one more point I want to share with you.
就是我们在他面前要生长如嫩芽。
That before him we will grow up like a tender shoot.
能如嫩芽
just like a tender shoot
我就回想我自己的经历和我听到的交通
I think back of my own experience at the fellowship of brothers
我想交通三点
I want to share 3 points
第一个
One
我们做嫩芽在神面前如嫩芽
Before him like a tender shoot
我们要学习接受临到我们一切的环境
We have to learn to receive all circumstances that befall us.
像诗人所说的
Just like the psalmist says,
因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
I have become mute, I do not open my mouth because it is you who have done it.
我们信了主
After we believed in him,
有一个事实
There is a reality,
我们要单纯的相信
There is a fact, we have to believe him simply,
接受到我们的心中来
To receive him in our hearts,
就是我的一切的环境
that all my circumstances
是在主的手中
is in God's hand
不在人的手中
it's not in the hands of man
不管是高是低
no matter it's high or low
或是在我们的家中
in our household
在我们的室友当中
in our room, with our roommates
在公司里面
in our, at our workplace
是容易相处的人也好
people who are easy going
是与我有抵触的人也好
people who are against me
是人善待我也好
People are nice to me
是人在恶待我也好
Or people are not nice to me
我们的生活是轻松也好
Whether our life is easy
我们的生活是有压力也好
Or with stress or pressure
不管我们或者我们在生活在一个地方根本不起眼的地方
Or we are living in a place that nobody knows
不像一个大都市
It's not a big city
我们要接受心中欢然接受神给我们一切的环境
We have to accept joyfully what the circumstances that the Lord gave us
当神借着他的恩典把我们摆在那个环境的里面的时候
That by the grace of God he put us in that circumstances
我们要学习顺服
We have to learn to submit
就像我们常见弟兄也交通的
Just like Brother Chang has shared with us
我们学习先不喊救命
That we learn to not cry out for help first
我们也不特别带到人的面前
that we do not bring it before man
引人的注意
to have man to pay attention to it
寻求人的帮助
to seek the help of man
而是简单的带到神的面前
but we bring it simply before the Lord
接受神在环境上的安排
to accept all that he has placed in the circumstances
在当中接受神的调整
and in that situation we will accept his adjustment
因为神的目的
Because God's purpose
是要救我们，借着环境救我们脱离自己。
That through all these circumstances to save us from our self-life.
叫我们在环境中经历了之后，我们能够胜过环境。
That after we have experienced it, we can be victorious, overcome this situation.
我就想到约瑟。
I thought about Joseph.
他是一个很特别的人。
He's a very special person.
因为读圣经，你就发现他的经历很不简单。
What he experienced, we have read the Bible, it's not easy.
他被他的众哥哥所恨恶。
He was hated by his brothers.
他被他们所害。
And he was harmed by them.
被卖为奴。
He was sold as a slave.
带到异邦之地。
And he was brought to a foreign place.
在被祖母诬告也下在了监中。
And he was being...
下在了监狱。
He was being put down...blamed and and put in the prison.
但是我们读圣经好像都没有看到一个地方有他自己发表他自己的怨言。
But when we read the Bible, he did not have any, he did not complain at all.
好像他顺服在主所安排的一切的环境里面。
He was submitting into all the circumstances that the Lord has placed it on.
你就发现神祝福他。
And we see that the Lord blessed him.
他在各样的环境里面能够掌权。
And he was able to reign in all circumstances.
最后神让他做了在埃及做了宰相。
And he was made the most, the prime minister of Egypt.
所以我们要接受神所临给我们临到我们的一切的环境。
So we have to accept all the circumstances that the Lord gives to us.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们在神面前如嫩芽。
To be a tender shoot before the Lord.
我们信了主之后。
After we believe in the Lord.
我们心中要有一个立志。
We have to make this have this desire.
我们从前是在世界上生活的人。
That before we were living in this world.
如今我们被神买赎回来了。
Now we have been redeemed by the Lord.
我们如今活在了哈利路亚这一边。
We are living on the Hallelujah side.
我们渡过了那约旦河。
We have crossed the Jordan River.
我们要与世界分别。
We are to be separated with the world.
在神的面前过一个敬畏主的生活。
And to live before Him a life that is that fear the Lord.
我们在这一切的生活当中。
And in our daily living.
我们学习只听神的话语。
We learn to only listen to Him.
我们不听世界。所给我们的 counsel,
we do not listen to the counsel of this world,
或者我们对自己的一些话语,
and not the words that's from our own.
再次从约瑟的身上我们看到,
and from the life of Joseph we see,
他在他按照人的意思来说,
in man's will,
他们家中的关系很复杂。
If you see from a man's perspective, their household is very complicated.
弟兄以恶相待。
And the brothers, they treat each other badly.
但是他活在神的面前。
But he lived before the Lord.
圣经给他评价是与弟兄迥别之人。
He's totally different from his brethren.
他的心以神的家为念。
That he has his heart is the house of God.
他在富足的当中，在波提乏家中当家财。
When he was when he was in the household of Potiphar.
是在一个非常富裕的情况底下。
It was in a very rich environment.
但是他仍然过一个简单、忠心服侍的生活。
But yet he still lived a simple life, a faithful serving life.
因为他知道他是在服侍他的主。
Because he knew he was serving his Lord.
当他在祖母的诱惑的底下
and before his master's wife
他守住他圣洁的身体
and he kept his body holy
拒绝祖母的诱惑
he rejected the temptation from his master's wife
当他在法老的宫中
and before in the palace of Pharaoh
他可以经历很大见多识广
he knows a lot
而且他也在埃及那个拜偶像之地
and in the land of Egypt and land of idols
他能够只是活在神的面前
he only lived before the Lord
是什么东西能够保守他在这样一个复杂的情况底下
what kept him under such complicated situation
他能够把主的生命和见证能够带出来
that he can bring out the Lord's life and testimony
我在想
I was thinking
在他的心中
in his heart
他知道他是与世界分别的。
He knew that he was set apart from this world.
他过着一个敬畏主的生活。
He lived a life that's fearful of the Lord.
最后我想交通。
Lastly,
我们如嫩芽生长。
Like a tender shoot, we grow.
我们在神面前要单单的凭信心而活。
That we are to live by faith before the Lord.
单单依靠他。
That we only trust in him.
这个不仅仅是在我们所求的当中。
Not in what that we ask.
只看那个所求的结果。
Not to just look at the result of our asking.
人是看结果。
Man, look at the results.
但神是看那个过程。
But the Lord looked at the process.
让我们在过程中看到神怎样一步一步的带领。
That in the process we see how the Lord leads us.
我想到戴德森。
I remember Hudson Taylor.
前面的弟兄们已经在讲台上讲了很多次。
Brothers have mentioned a lot.
我想再借着他的故事。
And through his story.
让我们看到我们在神面前要单单的依靠神。
That before the Lord we trust only in him.
戴德森在一八五几年的时候。
Hudson Taylor in the 1850s.
因着神的爱。
Because of God's love.
他决定要去中国服事。
He decided to serve in China.
甚至在出发之前。
But before he left.
他心中有一个感觉。
He had this sense in him.
他说在到了中国他没有别的可依靠的。
He has no other.He cannot lean on anybody when he's in China. He can only lean on and trust the one whom he believed. But he has not much experience. So you want to do like an experiment before the Lord? Like a spiritual muscle exercise.
所以他那时候在一个诊所里当助手。
So he was helping out in the clinic.
那个诊所的雇主也是个基督徒。
And the owner was a Christian.
然后每个季度会发一次薪金。
So they gave out the salary.
所以他为了要学习凭信心而活，他就在主面前有个立志。
He wanted to live by faith, so he came before the Lord.
他说我立志不向我的雇主提起发薪的事。
He made up his mind that he will not mention to his owner about his wages.
他要请求主来帮助他提起。
He will ask the Lord to remind his owner.
他的雇主常常对他说。
That employer often tell him.
他说到了发薪的时候，你一定要提醒我。
When it's time for your wages, you have to remind me.
所以有一次他到了礼拜六。
So one time on Saturday,
好像过了发薪水的日期了。
It was past the time.
然后他摸摸口袋里只有一个银钱。
So he had only one shilling in his pocket.
Yeah. 然后但是他又不能够问雇主说。
And so he cannot tell his employer.
不但如此。
Not only this.
当他去服侍一些贫困的人的时候
When he's serving the poor
来到一个很需要的家庭里面
There was a household that needed
他很需要钱
They needed the money
所以当他去那个丈夫请求他为他们祷告的时候
When the husband asked for him to pray for them
他心中怜悯他们
And he has mercy in his heart
他说哎呀要是我再多一点钱我就一定给
Well if only I have more money I would give to them
然后上次主在里面对他说
But the Lord spoke to him in his heart
他说你是个伪君子
Are you hypocrite?
你跟人说神的慈爱神是慈爱
You tell men of God's loving kindness
那你为什么不可以把你的银钱舍了给人呢
How come you cannot part with your money and give it to them?
但他说他只有这一个
But he said, Lord, I only have this one.
他给了明天的午餐就没了。
If I give, then I wouldn't have lunch.
所以当他跟那个人一起祷告的时候
But as he was praying with them,
他祷告不出来。
He couldn't pray.
他心中实在为他们着急。
He was anxious for them.
然后那个丈夫看着他。
So the husband looked at him.
他说，我看你很怜悯我们。
He said, I see you have mercy on us.
你要是真的怜悯，你就有援助之手给我吗？
I see you have compassion to us. If you truly are so compassionate, do you have any help for us?
这个时候主就借着马太福音第五章对他说。
To Matthew 5, the Lord spoke to him.
说有求你的就给他。
If people ask of you, you ought to give to them.
他就顺服了。
And he submitted to the Lord.
把那个银钱给他。
So he gave them.
他心中实在快乐。
And he was very joyful.
然后。过了一段时间
After a while,
他对主说
And he told the Lord
他说你在话语中说凡给穷人的就是借给神
You said that if I give to the poor it's like giving to you
但是不要让这个贷款太长时间不还
Do not let this loan be too long before you give it to me
因为他已经给出去了
Because he has already given the money out
但第二天
And the next day
然后正是吃完早餐的时候
After breakfast
邮差过来了。
The mailman came.
他拿到一个信封。
He received an envelope.
打开。
When he opened it,
看到一个一磅的金币。
He received £1 in there.
他后来说。
After that, he said,
12个小时有四倍的偿还，这真是合算。
It's very profitable that after 12 hours, I have fourfold in my pocket.
他学习，他可以把他的财务存在神那永不倒闭的银行的里面。
He has learned to put his money in the bank of God that will not fall.
很快，那个一半的银币又用完了。
And very soon, that £1 was finished, was used.
然后他要交房租。
He has to pay his rent.
他就跟天父说。
And he said to his heavenly father,
他不敢求人。
I dare not ask of man.
他说，亲爱的天父啊。
Dear father,
只是我是不是应该去跟那个雇主要说一说？
Show to me if I ought to tell my employer.
让神说。
But the Lord said,
他说，等候吧，等候我吧，我有我的时间。
Wait for me, I have my time.
他心中就有安息了。
And he rested.
然后是礼拜六要交房租。
So Saturday he has to pay the rent.
那下午五点钟的时候。
And it, 5 in the afternoon.
那个医生就是雇主。
The doctor who was the owner.
忙完一天要跟他闲聊的时候。
He was going to chat with him after a day.
他就想起来了。
He thought about it, he remembered.
他说 Hudson。
He said, Hudson, did I pass the time to give you your wages? He had his back in front of his back towards him. So he swallowed 3 times. He said, Lord, it's like the time is there. But the doctor said,
哎，他说你为什么不早提醒我呢？
Why didn't you remind me earlier?
你要是早提醒我就好了。
If you reminded me earlier, that would be good.
他说我刚刚把钱存进了银行。
I just deposited all the money.
然后他差点昏过去。
He almost fainted.
然后但是他还是面背对着。
He was still have his back toward him.
后来那个医生走了。
So the doctor left.
他回到神的面前。
So he came before the Lord.
他一个人。
He was by himself.
他倾心吐意，尽情向主祷告。
He poured out his heart and prayed toward the Lord.
主再次给他有安息。
The Lord gave him rest.
他准备明天的讲章。
He was preparing the message for the next day.
后来那个医生又跑回来了。
The doctor returned.
是晚上很晚的时候。
It was very late in the night.
那个医生说。
The doctor said.
今天很特别。
But today is very special.
有一个有钱的病人，他刚刚要还他的债。
A rich patient was going to pay his what he owned.
而且是付现金。
What he owed, and it was in cash.
因为有钱的人通常是付支票。
So at that time, usually the rich will pay in with check.
然后当那个医生要记账的时候，完账的时候。
So after the doctor recorded his number, the day's numbers.
他就交给带的这一大笔钱。
So he gave the Hudson the money.
他说我没有散钱，你就全拿去了。
I do not have any change. You take everything.
要是多余的，你再还给我。
If there are excesses, give it back to me.
那一天。
So that day.
在神伏在神的面前。
Hudson bowed before the Lord.
他赞美神。
He praised the Lord.
他也知道。
He also knew.
他现在可以到中国去。
That he can go to China to serve.
最后我想说的。
Lastly, I want to say.
神要我们在他面前生长如嫩芽。
That the Lord wants us to grow up before him like a tender shoot.
神有一个目的。
The Lord has a purpose.
就像以赛亚书第五章第一节说的
，Just like in Isaiah chapter 5, chapter 5, verse
5,
53.
他说，我们所传的有谁信呢
？Who has believed our message？
神的膀臂向谁隐藏呢
？And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed？
当我们在主面前过那个嫩芽的生活的时候
，When we live before Him like a tender shoot，
有一天神要在众人面前
，One day the Lord will before men，
用他
，To use Him，
像一个大的膀臂
，Like an arm。
就像戴德森
，Just like Hudson，
他后来被神所用
，He was used by the Lord，
在中国的福音的工作上
，In the gospel in China，
被神重用
，He was being used by the Lord，
又像约瑟一样
，And just like Joseph，
当神后来将他显出来的时候
，When the Lord revealed him， He manifested God's glory. When he invited his dad to come, you have to tell my glory to my father. When he acknowledged his brothers, he comforted them. The Lord sent us before him that you can have remain, that you may remain and be saved, that your life will be preserved. Today the Lord wants us to live before him like a tender shoot. One day he will use us for his own testimony. May the Lord have mercy on us, that we have this desire. We want to live a life that's like a tender shoot before him. I want to be face to face with him. This is the end of my sharing. Brothers and sisters, please turn to Old Testament Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5. Chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. Isaiah 5:11-13.
祸灾那些清早起来追求浓酒流连到夜深甚至饮酒发烧的人，他们在筵席上弹琴、鼓瑟、击鼓、吹笛、饮酒，却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。十三节前面部分，所以我的百姓因无知就被掳去。我们pay attention to 这个第十三节， 所以我的百姓因无知就被掳去。
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue unto night to wine inflame them, and the harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe and wine and in their feasts. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity. Pay attention to this part. Therefore my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge.
圣经翻到新约，路加福音
New Testament, the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音21章34节
Chapter 21, verse 34.
21章34节
21:34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares.
我们看这个，它这里这个贪食这个词原文的意思是 drunken dissipation.
The origin text is drunken dissipation.
就是喝醉酒放荡.
Drunkenness and dissipation.
再请弟兄姊妹们把 圣经翻到以弗所书
Ephesians
以弗所书5章15到18节
Chapter 5 verses 15 through 18
以弗所书5章15到18节
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 through 18
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
我今天想跟弟兄姊妹交通一个主题，就是关于说 我们的生活和我们在主面前的追求。
And a fellowship with you, our daily living and our pursuit before the Lord.
或者说我们对主的一个认识。
Or our knowledge of the Lord.
我们知道就是说神对他的百姓有一个旨意。
That the Lord has a purpose for His people.
就是要让我们做一个真认识他的人。
That one who truly knows Him.
不是只是在知识上，不是只是在宗教的行为上。
Not just in head knowledge or in religion acts.
乃是在里面真认识他。
But inwardly truly know Him.
我们知道那个我们讲到属灵这个词的时候。
When we mention this term spiritual.
其实是讲到两层的意思。
Two levels of meaning.
第一层就是说，基督的生命在我们里面是能够成熟。
One is that the life of Christ would be matured in us.
就像刚才我们弟兄交通的，就是基督的生命在我们里面能够生长。
That our brother had shared the life of the Lord grow in us.
基督的生命在我们里面越多，我们就越属灵。
The more of the life of Christ in us, and the more spiritual we are.
另一层的意思就是说，我们对主的启示越多。
Another level of meaning is that the revelation of the Lord.
对他的认识越多。
Our knowledge of Him and revelation of Him increase.
因为圣经，因为主告诉我们，认识独一的真神，并他所差来的耶稣基督就是永生。
That to know Him and the one whom He sent, that is eternal life.
我再说重复一遍。
I'll repeat again.
这个认识不是头脑，不是理性的认识。
This knowledge is not in the head.
不是我读多少的解经，我就能认识我们的主。
It's not how many commentaries I read and I would know the Lord.
而是主在我们里面有新鲜活泼的启示。
That the Lord has this fresh revelation in us.
那我觉得呢，我这个主在我里面的一个负担就是说，好像我们的生活跟我们对他的一个追求是有一个关系。
That the burden the Lord gave me is that our living and our pursuit before Him there is related.
我们如何在神面前生活，直接影响到我们怎么认识他。
How we live before Him directly influence how we pursue Him.
我们对他如何的认识，也直接影响我们的生活。
And how we know Him directly influence our life.
我们看到这个，刚才我们读的以赛亚书第五章里面讲到。
In Isaiah we read.
他这里说祸灾那些清早起来追求浓酒甚流连到夜深甚至因酒发烧的人。
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning that they may follow strong drink that continue until night to wine inflame them.
他这里讲到有个追求浓酒
that they would follow strong drink.
讲到酒
they talk about drink.
包括在路加福音里面也讲到醉酒
that in Luke it says drunkenness.
在以斯所说刚才我们读到他说不要醉酒酒能使人放荡。
That do not be drunk with wine because it will cause you to be
dissipate. Make you dissipate. 所以他这里讲到醉酒，还有一个关键的词就是 dissipate.
Another one word is dissipate.
就是放荡。
Dissipation.
Yeah. 或者中文讲或放纵。
That just let loose of yourself.
我觉得这次常见弟兄来我们中间，我觉得他给我非常大的帮助。
Our brother Chang came among us and he has helped me a lot.
他有一个，他讲到他说神的话有很多时候是像 X 光一样。
That the Lord's word is like an X-ray.
感觉好像看起来好像是很容易懂或者是很明显的事情。
Some things that easy seem to be easy to understand and very
好像在讲我们属灵的包括他像讲我们属灵的一些状况境况他讲到那些试探的时候感觉那些试探好像没那么难
just like when he talks about spiritual things like our temptation it's not that hard
但是他告诉我们他说这个是说 圣灵把我们把这个我们这些光景或者撒旦这些光一些属灵的真实的光景放在 X 光下面
but the Holy Spirit put all these spiritualcondition before our eyes just like the x-ray
我在读这里这几节经文的时候他都讲到醉酒
when I read all these few passages that talk about drunkenness
那我们基督徒好像没有都在喝酒都在醉酒吧
I don't think Christians are drunk with wine
这个应该是非常少的
I think it's very few
但是我真的是感觉心里面感觉我们常常在醉酒
But I feel in my heart we are just drunk with wine.
我们也常常在放纵的这个
境况里面。
Right, in this dissipated condition.
因为神感觉，我感觉神好像把这个我们这个情况就像 X 光一样把我们照出来。
Like the Lord is just showing us our condition, just like He was using the X-ray.
好像让我们看到这个世界主以外的一切的事物好像浓酒一般。
That the things that outside of the Lord, all these worldly things, are just like the strong drink.
我们常常在那边追求浓酒。
And we are running after this strong drink.
我们也常常醉酒。
And we are often in drunkenness.
我们知道一醉酒我们就什么？我们就放荡。
And we know that once we are drunk, then we have just dissipate.
我在这里要稍微交通一下这个 dissipate 这个词的意思。
I want to share with you this word dissipate.
从三方面。
In three ways.
首先我们知道它这个叫做放，我们中文讲放荡或者说放纵。
Or you just kind of let loose of recklessly.
Yeah, recklessly. 所以这个意思就是说我们的生活是随从己意。
So we go our own way.
我们想做什么我们就做什么。
We do whatever we want.
我们想要去玩我们就去玩。
We want to go play, then we go play. Have fun.
我们想要上网，我们要这个就是看这些视频什么的，我们就去做。
We want to surf the net, then we go surf the net.
我们的生活是完全是按我自己来。
Our lives are just according to what we want.
所以我们发现以弗所书里面讲到一个对比。
So Ephesians, there's a contrast.
他说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
And do not be drunk with wine because you dissipate.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But to be filled with the Spirit.
这里有个对比。
So there's a contrast.
我们的生活要么是被圣灵管制的。
On one hand, our life can be controlled by the Spirit.
要么就是随从己意。
If not, then it will be according to our own will.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有看过一个喝醉发酒疯的人。
Have you, brothers and sisters, have you seen one person who's drunk and go crazy?
他随口骂人。
He just, lash out at anyone.
我甚至听说他会就是把店都砸了。
Can even crash the
restaurant.
Yeah.
所以他这个意思就是说我们的生活好像可能我们没有做什么事情。
Maybe our life we didn't do that much.
我们没有好像在那边就是好像我刚才说的发酒疯。
Maybe we didn't go be so drunk and do crazy things.
但是我们常常，如果我们不活在圣灵的这个管制里面，我们不活在主的这个圣灵的引导里面。
If we do not live our life in control by the Spirit and the leading of the Lord,
我们就是随从己，我们的过那个生活。
Then we do live a life that's according to our own will.
神看我们就是发酒疯的人。
And the Lord, when He sees us, it's just like we are drunk and we do crazy things.
我们就是醉酒的人。
We are drunk.
第二个
，secondly，
英文里面有一个意思叫浪费。
Another meaning in English is to waste away.
他这个是讲到，就是说，我们的生活常常在神面前不蒙纪念。
That our life oftentimes is not being remembered by the Lord.
我们的生活常常是，我觉得这里主要我是要讲的，就是说，我们生活常常是吃吃喝喝。
That our life is just filled with eating and drinking.
Drinking and 享受肉体。
That we have pleasures in our flesh.
请弟兄姊妹，注意，我不是说我们不能去享受美食，或者说我们不能去玩，我们不能去玩游，就是在上网可以消遣，我不是这意思。
Brothers and sisters, I do not mean to say that you cannot go eat and have fun, or you can go online.
但是如果我们是在一个追求那个浓酒的那个光景里面。
But if we're in the condition that we are following the strong wine.
或者我们不小心我们就一上网，我们就上两个小时、三个小时、四个小时。
Or unknowingly, we just go online for an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours.
我不是在针对你们说，我自己就有这个经历。
Not against you, but I have this experience.
我们就是在浪费时间。
Then we are wasting our time.
我们在神面前的生活不蒙纪念。
Now, life before the Lord is not being remembered.
而且这样的生活
and this life
会把我们整个人在主面前变懒惰。
That we will become slothful before the Lord.
这是另外一个意思。
This is the other meaning of dissipate.
So
our time has been wasted away and not being remembered by the Lord. Another meaning is that things will leak away.
想到消散就好像一个满了气的气球哈。
For example, a balloon,
a
blown up balloon.
但是呢，它下面那个结没有扣紧。
If you did not knot it really good,
它那个气就出去了。
The air will leak out.
这个就是说我们在这样的一个生活的光景里面，我们可能在主面前有一些的学习。
And in such condition, maybe we have some learning before the Lord, some lessons.
我们可能有一些的经历。
We have some experiences.
我们在那个聚会里面有一些得着。
And in the meeting, we gained some.
但是因为我们这个生活在面前，在神面前没有注意。
But because we did not pay attention to pay attention to the living before the Lord.
我们随从己意。
We do according to our own will.
我们就是被这世界上一切的事情所霸占。
We are being occupied by all of these things in the world.
我们享受我们肉体。
We enjoy our flesh.
我们心一松。
Our heart is loose.
生命就漏了。
And then the life is being leaked.
就好像那个气球，那气就瘪了。
And it's like that balloon, it's deflated.
这就是很多时候就说出我们的属灵光景。
It speaks about our spiritual condition.
我们看到路加福音里面他讲到，他说，路加福音刚才我们读的，他讲到说，他说恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心。
Here in the Gospel Luke says.Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life.
你知道吗？我们如果不谨慎的话
，If we're not careful，
我们常常是活在那一个生活的那种光景里面。
We are living in such a condition.
一天没关系。
One day maybe that's fine.
晚上回到主面前。
We come before the Lord at night.
有力量能够悔改。
We have the strength to repent.
可以好像又能够在主面前又能够得安息。
It's like we can rest before the Lord.
我好像又能够读一些属主的话。
And we can read the Lord's word.
但是如果我们不注意的话
，But if we're not careful,
我们每天早上就是我早起床，那晚上因为熬夜，早上起得非常迟。
So maybe we stay up late at night and in the morning and we wake up late.
And, oh no, I'm late for my job. I'm late for my work.
Then I'll be late for my job and work.
然后我就去 work.
Then I'll just go to work.
Okay, 我 work， 然后我这一天就结束。
After working all day, it's done. And then, I go study.
然后回家。
Oh, and I go home. So tiring.
吃饭。
I'll eat.
I just relax.
I just relaxed.
然后我就看上网。
And I'll go online.
好，这一天就过。
The day is done.
我就每天如果持续一个礼拜、
yeah.
两个礼拜、三个礼拜、四个礼拜、一个月、两个月。
If this continues week after week and month after month,
圣经里面这里告诉我们，他说要累住你们的心。
And the Bible tells us it will come upon as unaware.
我是里面真的是有这样的一个经历。
I have this experience.
我就是觉得我在一个非常繁忙、非常的一个这样的一个生活里面的时候。
And it'll be in such a busy life.
好像到了一个不知不觉，我们弟兄好像讲过，有位青蛙把那个青蛙放在那个水里面哈，然后我们就加热，是吧
？Unknowingly, it's just like we are like the frog being in a pot of cold water and being warmed up.
加热。
And as it goes warming up,
它就死掉了。
And it died.
但它一点都没感觉，它不 struggle.
But the frog doesn't know and he doesn't feel it. He didn't struggle.
魔鬼那把那个把这个我们这个生活非常小心。他很多时候就把我们带到这样的一个光景里面。
Many times Satan bring us to such a condition.
把我们的心累住。
And there would be a snare.
我们心累住什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是我们没有力量去悔改。
Then we have no strength to repent.
我们好像没有力量再去追求主。
And we have no strength to pursue the Lord.
我们好像我们里面圣经里面讲，我们的心被蒙了一层脂油一样。
It's like our heart is being covered by the oil.
我们的时候没 sense.
We have no sense of the work of the Lord.
所以这是好像是。常常就是说，我们这个生活对我们这个追求主的这个影响。
It's our life influences our pursuit before the Lord.
他在这里讲到一个词。
And the Lord has mentioned here.
你们要谨慎。
That take heed.
你要谨慎。
Take heed.
Okay. 然后呢，我心中又觉得哈。
And I also thought about this.
弟兄常常说。我们在主面前要有看见。
Our brother often mentioned that we have to have this seeing before the Lord.
因为主的话告诉我们说，明没有异象就放肆。
And people without vision, the people cast off restraint.
Yeah, 就是 reckless.
It's just like reckless.
Yeah. 所以
这里又讲到说，我们如果对主没有一个认识的话，
here it says that if we do not have the knowledge of the Lord,
可能真的常常就会进到这个。
And our life will often go into such a condition.
我们来看一个，我们来看一个例子啊，在圣经里面，我们看翻到马太福音，马太福音。
An example in Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音二十四章四十八到五十一节。
Chapter
24 verses 48 through 51.
Brother Andrew have shared with us this passage. I will not talk about the faithful servant. We'll see this evil one, evil servant.
他说那个四十八到五十一，他说，倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟。
48. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my lord delayed his coming.
他这里讲到，他说，他这个人，他心里面有意念。
That there is, he has this thought in his heart.
他说，我的主人必来的迟。
My lord delayed his coming.
我想问一下弟兄姊妹。你们觉得，或者这么说吧，就是说，我们听了弟兄的交通，我们也听到那个姜弟兄的交通过哈。
We have heard our brothers sharing.
他说主很快就要来了。
The Lord is coming quickly.
所以我想大家应该不敢说主可能还要来得挺晚的。
We dare not say that the Lord is tarrying very long.
因为可能我们知识上，首先我们都知道主要来。
First, in our knowledge, we know that the Lord is coming.
第二，我们也不敢说好像主要很晚才来。
We do not say that He's coming very late.
但是呢，主就把我们带到圣灵的光下面。
But the Lord brings us in the light of the Spirit.
可能我们很多人的心里面就像这个恶仆。
Maybe in our hearts we are like this evil servant.
我的主人必来的迟。
My Lord delayed His coming.
因为我有很长的一段时间，我心中。主让我看到我心中都是这个意念。
For a very long time, the Lord has shown me that in my heart, I have this in my heart.
我以为我是知道主马上就要来。
I thought I know that the Lord is coming quickly.
但是主开让我看到我很多我里面竟然是这个恶仆的这个意念。
But the Lord opened my eyes that in my heart, I'm just like this evil servant.
你要 pay attention, 他知道主要来。
Pay attention to this, the evil servant know that the Lord is coming.
他知道主要来。
He knew it.
但是他心中觉得主来必来的迟。
But in his heart, he said that the Lord is delaying.
所以他怎么做呢？他的那个生活是怎么样
？So what did he do? What how does he live?
他生活就是他动手打他的同伴。
He smite his fellow servants.
又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And eat and drink with the drunken.
又是酒醉。
And drunken here again.
看到主的话，就把这个我们说我们的生活。是一个酒醉的生活。
Our life is just like the one is drunken.
而且更稀奇的说，他说和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And we eat and drink with the drunken.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果心中对主没有那个看见的话
，If in our heart we do not see the Lord，
我们真的如果我们不 care 神的家
，If we do not care for the house of the Lord，
的事情
，If we do not care God's matters，
我们不仅自己吃喝
，And we not only we eat and drink，
我们不仅自己酒醉
，Not only we are drunk，
还挑人一起跟我们酒醉
，We find others to be drunk with us。
所以这个是主让我们看到，你看主后面再读下去哈，主后面他怎么评价这个人
？How did the Lord comment on this？
看看第五十节
，Verse 15。
在想不到的日子，不知道时辰，那仆人的主人要来。
The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looked not for him。
在这里我们清楚的看到，主的日子我们根本就是 unexpected。
And in an hour that he is not aware of, it is unexpected。
第五十一节
，51。
重重的处置他。
Shall cut him asunder.
定他和假冒为善的人同罪。
Appoint him his portion with the hypocrite.
我们看到主给他一个评价。
The Lord give him this comment.
他是一个假冒为善的人。
He is a hypocrite.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
他知道。
He knew.
他头脑里知道。
He knew it in his head.
虽然我们听了那么多的道。
We have heard all these messages.
我们全部知道。
We knew all of it.
但是我们没有实际。
We do not have that reality.
我们没有实际的话，主就给我们这个 comment.
If we do not have this reality, the Lord would give us this comment.
我们就是假冒为善的。
That we are hypocrites.
因为什么？我以前一直觉得我读那个法利赛人都不是我。
Brothers and sisters, often when I read Pharisee, it's not me.
That's Pharisees.
Those are the Pharisees.
Jew, no, 他们是犹太教徒的 人。
They are the Jews.
我不是。
I'm not.
但是主开我真的开我们眼睛的话，让我们看到，其实我们很多时候我们常常是假冒伪善。
But when the Lord opened our eyes, often we see, oftentimes we are hypocrites.
因为我们会讲，但我们行不出来。
Because we can speak, but we cannot act. We cannot walk the walk.
我在这里我想交通一下我自己。我刚才也跟弟兄姊妹讲到了，我常常有，我觉得我，反正自从信主以来。
After I believed in the Lord,
我觉得我常常有一个 struggle 在我的生人生当中。
Oftentimes I have to struggle in my life,
我的属灵的生活
in my spiritual life.
我觉得我的生活没有办法是活在一个像这里说的警醒的谨慎的一个里面。
And in my life, I cannot be, I wasn't living in such a condition that is very
to
watchful.
Yeah. 我常常 struggle.
I oftentimes struggled.
而且我就是觉得为什么会这样。
I was wondering why I'm this way.
我觉得我的天性啊是就像上个礼拜 Andrew 讲的，我是一个有点懒惰的人。
My nature, just like Brother Andrew shared, I'm just slothful.
有时候回到家我就看我家里堆的那个衣服。
When I go home, I'll see that heap of clothes in my apartment.
一个月没。
One whole month I did not do my laundry.
我家也不收拾，我也不怎么收拾。
I do not tidy it up.
I know it's wrong. Something is wrong.
I know that something is wrong.
但是我就是好像没有力量。我想，哎呀，我应该做呀。
But I'm no strength. I look at it and say, I should do it.
结果一回家就躺在床上。
But I just lay in bed after I return home.
就躺在就坐在椅子上就开始上网。
I sit in the chair and go surf the net.
That's more enjoyable.
that is more enjoyable.
我觉得我读书都这么辛苦了，我这个白天还要去，有时候要去工作。
I study is hard and I sometimes have to work on in the daytime.
我一回家我看我，当然我心里面不舒服。
I'm so uneasy when looking at it.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说啊。我们要做，我不是在这里告诉我们我们要做一个勤劳的人。
I'm not here saying. My main point is not telling people, you know, you have to be hardworking.
只是说我这只是说主让我们看到我们的生活的光景。
But the Lord show us the condition of our life.
An expression of our condition.
The expression of our condition.
就这样的一个 condition.
We're in such a condition.
我看到里面心里面。
When I look in my heart,
我觉得我跟主好远。
I'm so far from the Lord. But I thank the Lord. This entire year, from last conference, when Brother Kong shared last year in the WCCC, he said about the Lord's second coming.
I was so,
I was filled with that fervent in my heart.
因为可以说是我第一次听到这么清晰、这么完整的关于主再来的这个教导。
It was the first time I hear the second coming of the Lord. This teaching so crystal clear.
所以我非常的开心。
So I was very joyful.
一年过去。
One year has passed.
然后我回头看我的生活。
And look at my life.
我觉得我在这一当中，我在这个每天的生活。
On my daily life.
我觉得我根本没有那时间。
I do not have the reality.
我只是说我那一天听到那个道，我就非常的火热。
And that day was so filled inside me when I listened to that message.
但是我没有那个时
间。But I do not have the reality.
感谢主每一次读圣经。
But I thank the Lord every time I read the Word of God. During this year,
我被主每一次都把他再来的事情放在我的面前。
But the Lord always, every time I read, He put His second coming before my eyes.
包括尤其是当我读到那个路加福音今天跟大家分享的这一处的时候
especially that passage in Gospel of Luke
他说把你们的心累住
that it will be a snare to you
我就跟主说我说主我知道你要再来
I told the Lord I know you're coming
但我感觉我这好累我心
but my heart is so tired
尤其是你知道吗就是说像现在我们放假尤其是我们在学期中的时候你说我读书的话我觉得
Oftentimes during the academic year, I was like, oh, this is too much to ask of a person. But I know the Lord is speaking to me.
他就说他在跟我说要警醒。
You have to take heed, be watchful.
要过一个警醒的生活。
You have to live a life that's watchful.
说不出来。
I can't live it out.
我这次我跟那个我去西安聚会。
This time I went to WCCC.
江弟兄又最后一次一堂，江弟兄又讲到主的再来。
Brother Kong spoke again on the last day that the Lord is coming again.
我这一次我发现跟前一次听不一样。
This time I noticed that there was a difference when I heard it.
当我把我心敞开。
When I opened up my heart.
我发现主就把这个恶仆这个幅画面就在我面前打开。
The Lord opened up this picture before me of this evil servant.
我清清楚楚听到主跟我说，我就是那个恶仆。
The Lord clearly, I heard him clearly spoke to me that I am that evil servant.
因为我们可以在那边好像在服侍主，我们好像在追求，就像刚才最先师兄讲到的，我们可以在那边读经、祷告、追求。
Friends, this is we can be there reading the Bible, we can be praying, we can be pursuing the Lord.
但是当我们独处的时候
，But when we are alone,
我们跟主单独在面对主的时候
，When we are alone facing the Lord,
生活就显出我们的光景
，Our life will show forth our condition.
我们就是追求那浓酒。
We are one who's after that strong drink.
我真的是觉得我们这个时代真的是太难了。
I feel this generation is very hard.
我就想，一百年前有电脑吗
？100 years ago, was there a computer?
有手机吗
？Cell phone?
有电视吗
？TV?
有那些所有一切的那种可以给我们生活带来无论是便利也好，或者是享受也好的东西吗
？Things that will bring convenience and pleasure into our life?
或者我们说电
？Electricity?
这些东西，那我在想，以前的人怎么活的
？How did the people in the past live?
就没车
？They don't have cars.
他们要这个跟人。聊那个联系也要可能要寄封信要等个很久才能
to contact a person they have to write and wait and they lived
这些真的是我们需要的吗
is this all what we need
常常想
I oftentimes think
但是这个问题我 leave to you okay
I'll leave this problem to you
但是我又觉得我们的捆绑太多
I feel we have a lot of bondage
so many distractions
we have so many distractions
我们不能 focus 在主上
We cannot focus on the Lord.
我觉得我心里面有一个感觉。
I have this sense in my heart.
我觉得这些是 my option.
I feel that these are like an option.
The option for my life.
And these are the options for my life.
我可以去那个 YouTube, 我可以上 YouTube 去看视频。
I can go on YouTube.
我可以 have funny time, right? I mean funny videos.
I can watch funny videos.
或者是，就是，或者我手机有微信，对吧？
I have WeChat on my phone.
Moments, right?
You have the moments.
So many distractions.
So many distractions.
而且我就是说，我们把他们当作一个我们生活中的一个 option.
And we treat those as options of our life.
但我觉得里面有一个感觉。
But I have this sense in my heart.
一个圣别的生活就是这个不是我的 option.
A life of separation that these are not my options.
这些我可以做。
I can do these.
但在我的看来就是说，这些东西可以没有的。
But in my opinion, these can be done with.
这叫做在主面前的这个分别。
This before the Lord is to lead us life of separation.
主就心里面就问我。
The Lord asked me in my heart.
你那个，那你没有电脑，你可以吗
？Are you able to live without the computer?
不行啊。
I said, Lord, no.
不行啊，心里痛。
It doesn't feel good.
没享受了，你知道吗
？No pleasure.
因为你知道吗？我们有我是一个比较宅的人，就是我们就是比较喜欢待在家里。
I like to stay at home, stay indoors.
没电脑怎么办
？I can't do without a computer.
没电脑，没 fun. I don't have fun.
I won't have any fun without the computer.
但神的意思就是说，在我们的这个心里面，我们就有这个心态。这个世界就把我们捆绑住。
And this is like the world is binding us.
我们觉得没有这些东西，我们不能活。
That we cannot live without these things.
我跟大家都讲了，这个是错误，这个想法。
That this saying is wrong.
对，这个想法是绝对是错的。
This kind of thought is wrong.
然后我们来看他这个，我们看到这样的一个生活的一个状况里面，我们看到以赛亚书里面，我刚才让大家能够 pay attention 的地方，他说。我的民因无知就被掳去。
That they have been captivity because they of their
because of their ignorance. Yeah. 请弟兄姊妹再把这个圣经翻到以赛亚书。
Turn again to Isaiah.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章二十六到三十节。
Verse 26 through 30.
我读一遍不需要翻译。
We'll read only in Chinese.
他必竖立大旗，招远方的国民，发嘶声叫他们从地极而来。看哪、啊，他们必急速奔来，其中没有疲倦的，绊倒的，没有打盹的，睡觉的，腰带并不放松，鞋带也不折断。他们的剑快利，弓也上了弦，马蹄算如坚实，车轮好像旋风。他们要吼叫像母狮子，咆哮像少壮狮子，他们要咆哮抓食，坦然叼去，无人救活。这里面我们知道，他这里面是以赛亚书在以赛亚先知在这里预言到以色列国要被掳。
The prophet Isaiah prophesied that Israel will be in captivity.
这里很有，我觉得他这里的话就是讲到仇敌，从他说招远方的国民，这应该是讲到亚述帝国。
And here when it says and sign the nations from far, it's speaking about Assyria. Yeah.Assyria.
但是呢，我们知道，我觉得这句话，这一些的话，完全不是在描述人的。
I feel that these words are not describing people.
我们看第二十七节。
Look at verse 27.
其中没有疲倦。
None shall be weary.
半跌的。
Nor stumble.
没有打盹睡觉。
None shall slumber nor sleep.
腰带并不放松，鞋带也不折断。
Neither shall the girdle of the loins be loose, nor the latchet of the shoes be broken.
有这样的军队吗？这世界上
Are there army like these in the world?
有这样的士兵吗？
Soldiers like these?
我不觉得。
I don't feel like.
但这里我觉得他就是说他在讲魔鬼撒旦的一个，他是对魔鬼的一个描述。
It's a description of Satan.
包括我们阅读读到二十九节。
In verse 29,
他们要吼叫像母狮子，咆哮像少壮狮子，他们要咆哮捉食，坦然叼去，无人救。
Their roaring shall be like a lion, they shall roar like young lions, yea, they shall roar and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it.
这里讲到母狮子。
About the lioness?
吼叫像母狮子。
Roaring like the lioness?
我们知道彼得前书里面，彼得告诉我们，他说，魔鬼像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
We know that Peter said that the Satan is like a lion roaring and looking everywhere for to swallow its prey.
因为我以前读到这个，我觉得，就是我知道，我知道。
When I read this in the past, I said I know.
但我不知道他就在我旁边。
I didn't know he's right beside me.
他就准备着，他就要来吃我。
He was there, going to swallow me up.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这种感觉
？Brothers and sisters, do you have the sense?
魔鬼是不休息的。
Satan does not sleep.
他不像我们，我们会累。
We will be tired.
他不累。
He doesn't get tired.
他就在找
He's seeking.
他看我们有谁，我看我们有没有人，就说一放松，我们在主里面放松，我们生活，活在完全的活在一个享受一个醉酒的一个里面的时候。
If our life is loose and reckless and we live in this drunkenness,
他这里就说他要把我们掳去。
And he will capture us.
这个掳去的意思是什么意思？
What does it mean by being captured?
这属灵的意思就是说，我们完全现在一个被捆绑，被罪捆绑。
Spiritually speaking, it's like we're in bondage of sin and we cannot be freed.
我们的生活完全远离神。
Our life is far from the Lord.
我们失去了我们应该在主里面有的见证。
We lose the testimony that we ought to have in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这里它不仅是讲个人。
Not only did it speak about individuals.
它这里是讲到以色列国。
The nation of Israel.
讲到整个神的家
the entire household of the Lord
如果我们是每个人都被掳了
if we are all being captured
教会也被掳
church has been captured
神的见证也没有
as the testimony of the Lord is no more
希望弟兄姊妹拥有这样的一个感觉
I hope you have the sense
真的求主开我们的眼睛
that the Lord will open up our eyes
魔鬼像吼叫的狮子遍地游行在寻找可吞吃的人
That Satan is roaring like a lion, and he's looking everywhere for those he can swallow up.
我们的生活就是那个好像那个门一样。
Our life is like the door.
如果我们不警醒在主面前
，If we are not watchful before the Lord,
我们就被他掳走。
Then we'll be captured.
我最后再交通一处。
Lastly, I want to share with you.
再很快的交通一处，路加福音十 十章三十八到四十二节。
Very quickly, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
Verse 38 through 42.
It's not that we are hopeless. I was pondering this before the Lord. How can we get out of this situation? The consecration is important. Walking the way of the cross is important. We have heard about it. When asking the Lord gave me this passage. You guys are very familiar with this passage. A set of sisters. One is Martha. One is Mary. Martha is doing a lot and serving before the Lord. Mary was sitting in before the Lord and listening to the Lord's word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. And came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone with her, therefore that she helped me? Bid her therefore that she helped me. How did the Lord answer her? Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Maybe we have read about this many times. But this time the Lord showed me two things. One is Martha. That she represented all these worries of this world, outside of the work of God. Things that are outside of the Lord. Secondly, and basically the Lord is telling Martha, you have to take this that is of Mary. But the Lord says, we shall not be taken away from her. That all these things in our lives can take away this blessing from the Lord. But Mary gives an example. Had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. That not be taken away. And I read here, I said, Lord, thank you. That this is the promise of the Lord. If I chose that good, better part, it shall not be taken away. If we do not choose, brothers and sisters, we don't want it. And it will be taken away from us. I thought about the story of Esau and Jacob. Esau was quite a good person. And Jacob was so crafty. But there's a great difference between them. Esau didn't want it. He was the firstborn. He already had the place of the firstborn. He doesn't care. He lived in the flesh in the world. When after hunting he came back, and Jacob gave him the lentil soup. Give me your birthright. Then this lentil soup will be yours. Isn't that stupid? And many people are reading, this is so stupid. And brothers and sisters, this is us. We are so stupid. We chose that lentil soup and not that better part. Because our eyes have been covered by the Satan. We do not see that this world is the lentil soup. We do not want a better portion. We want that lentil soup. So it was taken away. But Jacob told
him,
even though he was full of craftiness, but he learned before the Lord, he gained that better part. It would not be taken away from him. Brothers and sisters, let us have the desire to open our eyes. Now, our life is in chaos.
We have
no strength. But brothers and sisters, we have to have the desire. I want to choose the better part. I do not want to miss the better part. If I miss it or if I don't want it, it will be taken away. It's past us to be taken away, but if we choose, the Lord promises no one can take that away from us. I'll just share this much. It's a very important concept. We live in this world, but we are not of this world. The Lord did not ask us to go change the world. He asked us not to love the world. If we love the world, then the love of the Father is not in our hearts. We are like paratroopers from high. We are from the heavens. And the Lord have this all these camps in this world. That in these camps we will keep this pure heart before the Lord. That to keep this watchfulness before Him. Do not be deceived by the enemy. That outside His camp is dry ground. It's full of sin and it have no hope. That in Christ, in the citadel, we can have that His will can act. That in this condition, we'll enjoy His blessing. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord, you look at our lives. You hold importance in our life because it has to do with your will. As closely related to your testimony. Lord, give us a simple heart and simple trust in you. That we'll be watchful before you. That we'll accept the control of the Holy Spirit. The action will be new and living. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.